From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday by Houthi rebels during a roadside attack just after ending a three-year alliance with the Shia Houthi rebels battling the Saudi coalition. Houthi leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi called it an exceptional historic day, a day of the fall of what he called the treasonous conspiracy, a black day, he said, for the aggressor states against the Yemeni people. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death came as he sought reinforcements from the Saudi coalition to fight against the Houthis.
Saleh went too far in supporting the Saudi-UAE group. And in the process, he was expecting and hoping that the Saudis and the UAE would be supporting him and sending in forces that will reinforce his forces in Sana'a to fight against Houthis.
Current President Abrabo Mansour Hadi has called on the Yemeni people to rise up against the Houthi rebels. In New York, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric, citing the fighting that's killed or wounded hundreds in the capital Sana'a, appealed for unimpeded humanitarian access.
It is paramount that civilians are protected, that the wounded are afforded safe access to medical care, and that all sides facilitate life-saving humanitarian access.
The U.S. called on all sides to engage in political dialogue. Another UN peacekeeper has been killed in restive Central African Republic, the UN blaming mainly Christian anti-Balaka militia for attacking a UN checkpoint at the entrance to a camp for displaced people in southeast Bria. A Mauritanian peacekeeper was killed, two of his colleagues were wounded, along with a third from Zambia. 14 peacekeepers have been killed in CAR this year. This is VOA News. In Honduras, it appears President Juan Orlando Hernandez is headed for a narrow victory over challenger, longtime entertainer Salvador Nasralla, following a long-delayed vote count from the November 26 election. Nasralla, who led early on, has declared fraud. Police have been ordered to enforce a curfew following sometimes violent protests, but Dario Eurache, a Latin American analyst at Trinity College in Connecticut, said it's not being widely enforced.
Most of the police in Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras, and also in San Pedro Sula, the second largest city, has rebelled against having in order to repress resistance to the way that elections have been held. This is the first time that the police has rebelled and basically disobeying orders.
The delay in vote counting has been criticized. The government's being criticized for manipulating the outcome. A partial recount is underway. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was in Pakistan Tuesday to encourage Islamabad to end support for insurgents who use the country as a base for attacks in Afghanistan. His visit is the first since the Trump administration unveiled a new South Asia policy to end the Afghan war and called for a firm line against Pakistan. Nazif Shirani is a native Afghan who teaches at Indiana University.
The fact is, inside Afghanistan, there is absolutely no evidence of any change. Not only that, if the change is for the worse. In the last 3-4 days in Jalalabad, the closest city to Pakistan-Turkan border, there have been essentially massacre going on.
The U.S. Defense Department said Mattis told both civilian and military leaders they must redouble efforts to confront militants operating in the country. The U.N. Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Jeffrey Feltman, is traveling to North Korea, the highest-ranking U.N. official to do so since 2011, amid tensions with Pyongyang. Once again, U.N. spokesman Dujarric.
The visit is a response to a long-standing invitation from the authorities in Pyongyang for policy dialogue with the U.N. It'll be a wide-ranging discussion.
The visit comes amid tensions with Pyongyang over its repeated rocket and nuclear testing that has resulted in Security Council sanctions. South Sudan is putting in place an expensive Israeli-built closed-circuit television and drone security system in a bid to fight crime in the capital, Juba. President Salva Kiir said it will be safe for everybody residing in the city. Former Illinois Congressman John Anderson, who launched an independent bid for president in 1980, died late Sunday at age 95. Anderson came in a distant third in the race between Republican challenger Ronald Reagan in a landslide victory over incumbent Democrat Jimmy Carter. On Wall Street Monday, another record close for U.S. stocks, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index gaining nearly 60 points to close at 24,290. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.